So you have.
I would say it was infected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say older people would be more likely to say proud flesh?
I can't remember ever hearing anybody in my family say that, but I have heard it.
So,
we'd say he had an infection, or that's getting infected,
mm-hmm.
or it's getting red and mm-hmm. infected.
Yeah. All right, talking about an infection, what's some dark fluid that you might put on a place to keep it?
Iodine.
And do you have a name for a white, bitter tasting powder that was given for malaria?
Quinine.
Right. Talking about a person who has a terminal illness, you might say that the doctor did everything but the patient.
Dad?
Do you have any joking or crude ways of saying that the person died, like, I'm glad?
Kick the bucket?
Yeah, old so-and-so finally. Kick the bucket. Would that be a joking word
yes.
or a crude word to you?
Yes.
More joking than
yes.
Okay. Talking about somebody who died, you might say, well, old so-and-so has been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he...
What he died? I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what he...
What he died from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another, you know, the prepositions differ.
Or died with. I'd say what he died from.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. And the place where people are buried, that's a...
Cemetery.
And the box that the person is buried in?
It's a coffin.
Okay. What about the ceremony for the dead person? That's the...
The funeral service.
Okay. And people who are dressed in black at a funeral, you say they're in...
Mourning.
Okay. What would you say, say somebody met you just walking down the sidewalk in town one day, and they just said, well, how you doing? What would you probably say?
I'd say, fine. How are you?
Okay. Now, if the children are out late and you're getting a little bit excited about it, your husband might say, well, they'll be all right, just don't
worry.
What would you call a disease that attacks the joints and
arthritis?
And this is a disease that children used to die from because they would have these sores in their throat.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice.
Okay. And if a person had an appendectomy, he had an attack of
appendicitis.
Right. And if you eat something that disagrees with you and it comes back up, you had to
vomit.
Any other ways, joking or crude?
Well, you regurgitate, but we don't ever say that. We say vomit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Throw up.
Right. Is throw up a joking word or is it
no.
neutral more or less?
Yeah.
Okay. What about anything else? Throw up.
I can't think of up chuck. Yeah, puke. That's
that?
Cruder
that's
to
crude.
Me.
What about up chuck?
Well, it peaks what I think of as crude.
Okay. Would up chuck be a neutral word?
Yeah.
Crude?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody who's sick like that, you say he's sick where?
At his stomach. And I get so tired of hearing stomach.
Yeah.
On TV. And I don't say sick to my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Sick at?
At.
Yeah, me too. All right. A few questions about courtship. Say if a boy is dating a girl pretty regularly and he's getting serious about her, you say he was doing what?
I don't know.
Would you say courting?
Yeah.
So and so is
courting you.
Okay. The talking about the boy, you would say that he is her
boyfriend.
Right. She would be his
girlfriend.
Okay. And if he comes home late at night and his little brother sees him and sees that he has lipstick all over his collar, he says, you've been
searching.
Okay. Say if he wants to get married, but she decides that she doesn't want him anymore, you'd say she did what to him?